Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Gonna be hot in summertime, maybe a chance for showers like always. Somebody texted in and said, reason why the mayor has an French Quarter contract, Troy Henry, Oliver Thomas are related, cousins, whatever. Look, it doesn't matter whether they're cousins, because here's my thing. Whether you're cousins, it shouldn't preclude you from doing business if it is the best deal, nor should you do the deal with your cousin or with somebody's friend's cousin just because they're somebody's cousin. So I guess in a way that could be relevant, in a way I don't think, because it all depends on when it comes to tax dollars. You put it out to bid, you get the best person that can provide the best service at the best price, and you go from there. With that, Jane Cooper joins us, chair of the French Quarter Management District, to talk about the latest goings on. Good morning, Jane. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm good.
Let's talk about the latest. Where do we stand with, because a lot of people that, you know, don't live in the French Quarter, they know of this, and it's like, oh, Lord, here we go again. Tell me where you, as the chairman of the French Quarter Management District, sit with this and what the situation is with trash pickup in the quarter.
Sure. It is so complicated.
It is, and it shouldn't be.
So unnecessary,
exactly.
Right. So this week, our board of commissioners, our board of directors, approved and I executed a contract between French Quarter Management District and IV Waste to provide sanitation services in the French Quarter through December 22nd. Now, on a parallel track, there was court action and court review around an injunction that was filed by a business owner and a resident in the French Quarter. That case was heard by the Louisiana Supreme Court, which, of course, is the highest court in our state, yesterday, and they ruled that the mayor's emergency declaration contract with Henry Consulting was invalid, which then puts our valid contract, in place and allows IV Waste to continue services as the sole sanitation provider in the French Quarter.
Let me take a step back, Jane. They have the French Quarter, and they have garbage, and it needs to be picked up. How did it get so complicated from there? Because it would seem like you just have a bid process, and then whoever wins the bid has the contract. If they live up to the bid, if they live up to the contract that they signed, then they pick the garbage up and everything's fine. If not, then you take other steps. Tell me how this happened. How did we get here?
I think you'd have to ask the mayor that question.
Okay. Well, you know the step. Well, from your standpoint, how did we get here? What forced you? What allowed you? Well, what forced you to get a new contract or to sign? You understand?
Right. What allowed FQMD? Yeah, is that our state delegation, primarily Senator Harris and Representative Alonzo Knox, were concerned that we would reach a point collectively in the French Quarter where there would be no sanitation services. So in their wisdom, in the last legislative session, they both sponsored legislation, and both bills were signed by the governor, which gave French Quarter Management District the ability to go out with a request for proposal, which we did, mm-hmm. a fair and transparent process, and ultimately select a vendor that met those criteria and sign a contract with them. That was the process that we followed. And, you know, as I look today in my crystal ball for the day, I mean, it's a good thing that FQMD went through that process, because at the end of the day, we know with Satchmo Fest coming up, particularly, you know, we have a solid sanitation service contract in place.
So as it stands now, IV Waste, as selected by French Quarter Management District, is going to continue to pick up the waste in the French Quarter. And now what happens with the courts?
There's some initial legislation that's going to be heard in early August from the initial termination letter, is my understanding. I'll tell you, Tommy, I've been trying to follow our process and our next steps and keep my head, you know, my focus on that.
Right. And getting the garbage picked up.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, yeah, there could still be developments today, I suppose, with the city in terms of any changes. But we're very pleased with the ruling from the Supreme Court and happy to see Ivy Waste out on the streets, which I live in the French Quarter, and I've already seen them out this morning.
You can't say this, Jane, so I'm gonna. If only as much, half as much effort has been had been put toward fixing things as opposed to screwing things up. I can say that. You can't. Thank you, Jane Cooper.
All right, thank you.
You can laugh at it, but you can't say anything. Jane Cooper, chair of the French Quarter Management District. I mean, just think about Mayor Cantrell, really. If half of the effort that she spent with the Wisner Trust with this French Quarter thing had been spent toward fixing things instead of finagling with things that just made everything worse, that hurt the taxpayers, that had nothing to do with anything. She went out of her way to screw it up. There you go. 7:51, 9 till 8. I'm getting calls about the airline overpass and entrance ramp and all that stuff. So we'll talk to Scott Boyd from DOTD when we come back. Right now, traffic, WWL.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.